Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the praise team singing "I'll Fly Away," and then part four of Pastor Duck's message.
Yes!
When the shadow of his life is grown,
says we're going to be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel. Hallelujah. Paul talked about this in 1 Thessalonians. He said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. And folks, when he descends, we're going to go up to meet him in the air. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm looking forward to that day when we shall see him face to face and behold his glory. And until then, I'm going to stay on the firing line. Until then, I'm going to keep on praising the Lord. Until then, I'm going to keep looking for His return, because He's coming soon and very soon. And you know the old songwriter wrote, soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. I pray today you're ready. Are you ready, church? Say amen. Come on, you do better than that. Are you ready? Give the Lord a praise. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go back and sing that last verse, Cynthia. Last verse. I want you to lift your voice and praise Him today, because He's worthy of our praise. Amen. Praise God. Come on.
Just a few more weary days and then I'll find a way to a land where joy will never end. I'll fly away.
Get some lungs, your lungs filled up with some oxygen and air, and hold it out. Amen. You do the same thing. Come on now. I mean, praise God. I've seen some of you at ball games, and bless God, you almost tear down the bleachers. You got something today to do more than tear down the bleachers about. You got a God who's coming for you. And praise God, He's worthy of our worship, isn't He? Amen. Praise God. I'll fly away. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? All right, let's do it. Then are we failing, Pastor? Because we have not taken the time to spend with God. We have not taken the time to spend with our families. And today, that is the reason today that we have failing homes as they are. You need to choose this day whom you're going to serve. Because as Joshua said, that was not just the declaration for his home, but should be the declaration for your home. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. What have the foundations of our home, where have they gone? What has happened? Again, David said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So, in our culture today, everything is done today and is being done to destroy the foundation that has been laid by the power of God in His Word. We are more concerned about transgender restrooms in Carolina to appease a generation of infidels and blasphemers than building on the hallmarks of holiness for our lives. Well, if the NBA wants to take it somewhere else, just go on and take it out of the country. That's my feeling. Stop appeasing them. See who the advertisers are and their sponsors and boycott them. I'm sorry, they're not pushing the garbage pail of hell down my throat, down my home, down my family. I don't receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. It's time to shift our focus. But actually, it's not a time to shift our focus. Maybe it's more of a time to abandon the ship. Get off of this ship that is sinking. Get off of this Titanic that's going down. See, the reason the Titanic sunk, that was a maiden voyage, by the way. And they made a declaration that was an absolute act of stupidity. They said, the Titanic, not even God can sink it. Maiden voice, the hull of that ship is unbelievably wide and thick. And God used an iceberg and slid it open like you would do with a knife and a piece of paper. You don't defile God, His Word, His work, and get by with it. Amen. I believe it's time to get off the sinking ships of this world. I believe it's time that we become intolerant today of the gruesome and grotesque sins that is trying to destroy our homes. Amen. You need to check up on what your kids are watching and doing. I know the kids are going to love the preacher on this one. What made our nation great was not the politicians. It was the power of God's Word, my friend, that was released in the home. Amen. That's what made America great. Amen. It was not our forefathers. It was our forefathers who put their home in a place where God could bless it. Amen. Where our homes were the altar of God in dedication, separation, and devotion. That's what God's looking for. Let me hurry up. Because the home is filled with God's presence, the church then became filled with God's presence. And then the communities became filled with God's presence. And then the nation became filled with God's presence. Well, what has happened? Our homes today are in shambles. They're shaking. They're falling. They're failing. Because we have abandoned the power of God and His Word in our homes. Amen. Where can we find a sure foundation, Pastor? Where can we find it? Matthew 7, Jesus talks about builders, didn't he? He talked about there are two kinds of builders, the wise and the foolish. He talked about there are two kinds of foundation, rock and sand. He talked about there are two kinds of destinies today, that it either stand or it will fall. And so we're building spiritual homes today. The master builder then looks down from heaven. And folks, let me tell you what, he starts inspecting the construction. And I'm afraid God is finding today there are a lot of fault lines and problems within the confines of our home. The reason of our foundations today that are being destroyed today is the fact that we have really dismantled today the fact of God's Word in our life, and we're no longer hearing, applying, and living by the power of God's Word. It's just not hearing, but friend, it's to be a doer of the Word also. Why do we call Him Lord? Lord, and we listen not, and we go out and do exactly opposite of what God has said. Church is the place where you hear it. Home is the place where you live it. Did you hear it? The Bible says we're not to be hearers, but we're to be doers of the Word. Listen, if your home is going to be successful today, you've got to begin right. You've got to build right, and you've got to keep it right. Amen. And I'm telling you today, it's time to get your home out of the sand and back on the altars of Almighty God. I believe today there's a storm coming, and I believe that storm has actually already shown up. I believe it's already in our presence today. And friend, this is not a storm that's going to be a natural disaster. It's going to be a supernatural disaster because the home is going to fall flat on its face. If your home is going to be blessed, you've got to get your home back on the rock, or back on the altar of Almighty God. If you're going to build your home on God's altar, you've got to rebuild it today with the process of the faith that you have in God. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. If you will build your home on Jesus Christ, you can build your home, your life today, and build it with a life of victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Amen. You can build it today. The Bible says the victory that overcomes the world is our faith. Seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Second today, if you will build your home on Jesus Christ, you can build your home on peace. The Bible says, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. Thirdly today, if you today will build your home on Jesus Christ, you'll build your home on the strength that only God can provide. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. God's Word is where you build your home. For what does it do? It brings guidance. It's a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. It also brings deliverance today. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. It brings power today. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. See, you're trying to build your home today by yourself on what you think and what you don't know, really. Because you have never really involved the power of God's Word in your life, in your home, and in your relationship. And you're wondering why you are in such a God-awful mess. You're wondering why your children are falling apart. You wonder why sin has invaded your home. You wonder why seemingly there's nothing but defeat, defeat, and more defeat on top of defeat today. I'm telling you, time has come that you've got to build your life. You've got to build your marriage. You've got to build your relationship. You've got to build your children. And you've got to declare this truth. You've got to build on the solid rock of God's Word. And you've got to declare to the world, the flesh, and the devil, as for me and my home, we will serve the Lord. Amen. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Get your home back on the altar. And you'll find joy, blessings, and you'll find peace, and you'll find hope. Build your home on Jesus. Build your home today on the preciousness of God's Word. Build your home on the altar of God. And if God then be for you, who can be against you? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As I close in these final words, how can you have a strong family today? You have a strong family. You have to do it on purpose. By keeping your family on the altar. Strong families love each other. Your home is not a battleground. And if it has become that, it's time you evict the power of Satan that's brought that into your home. Strong homes today and strong families, they endure together. They walk through it together. Strong families, they forgive each other. I'll never forgive them. Well, you know what? You just change yourself to sin. Strong homes and strong families struggle together. Strong families worship together. Amen. Strong families pray together. When was the last time you and your family sit down and had a prayer meeting in your home?
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.